back. We back. We back. Yeah. Check this out. Spitting hot fire from the mouth. A nigga suffering from the gout.
I saw you in there.
Yeah, man. Fucking. What's going on, guys? Welcome to an episode, a new episode of Ism Radio. I am Tariq. We're here. We're back. We've been gone for about a week or so. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen, ready to chop up game. My gout is still acting up a little bit. You know, I was taking out the game for a minute. But I'm here. I got on my orthopedic tennis shoes all day. Let me show y'all. Hold on.
What? For real?
If you really got on.
Boom.
Oh, orthopedics.
These are my gout shoes.
That's shit. Terrible. Those are terrible.
I'm mink sliding like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
In these, you dig?
What's the connection with the shoes and the gout?
Chinchilla
no, they just feel better on my feet. That's all. They just feel better.
What's the connection?
No, they just feel better. But I'm here. We made it in here. We were ready to chop up game with the family. Over here to my right, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm better.
Were you worse?
What was wrong? I was a little sick. So, okay. But I feel better.
Good. And over here we have Miss Bree. Bree, how are you feeling, dear?
Y'all, I am ravished. Is that a word?
That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Did I use it correctly?
Yeah.
It's
hot. Why are you ravished? I know, ain't it hot?
Mm-hmm. It is. Fatima. I'm sweating a little bit.
Fatima, what do you have? What do you have the air on, dear?
83.
I know. You got on what?
And she got on sweater.
I know. It was Fatima walking around here with
her
a sweater and some.
She has two sweaters on.
She has two sweaters on walking around the office, guys. We in here burning the hell up. Oh man. So what's going on, man? How we've been going for about a couple of weeks. We've been gone.
Yeah, we've been gone. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on.
Yeah, what's going on,
Tariq? I'm traveling. You know, we're filming for Hidden Colors, Hidden Colors 5 and all that stuff. And what have you guys been doing since we've been gone?
Nonstop work.
Man.
Literally nonstop.
Mm,
I don't think I've had one break.
Are you still doing the vegan thing, Bree?
You know what? I did. I had to start eating real
food. You said fuck it.
Oh, damn.
Well, I'm losing way too much weight. Yep.
Okay.
And it's because I cannot, my schedule's so all over the place right now. Like, I can't healthily be vegan right now because I'm just, like, opting out of eating meat.
Right. Yeah.
And then I fall upon, like, french fries, just shit that's not meat and it's not healthy for me. So
just do what you can.
Yeah, I'm doing. So even when I do eat meat, it's still, like, a healthier version.
Right.
Organic chicken and shit like that. But I'm gonna get back to it once I get like settled into my new schedule.
Yeah.
Now, when you were doing the vegan thing, because I'm trying to do that for a few weeks, mm-hmm. I'm like a week in it already. What would you eat for like breakfast?
I found this vegan oatmeal.
Vegan oatmeal. Okay.
Yeah, it was, but it was I think it was made from chia seeds, like a chia oatmeal.
Okay.
I would eat that a lot actually most mornings because. What else? Or a fruit shake.
Okay.
Like fruit and vegetables.
Like what meat substitutes? How can you trick your brain into making you think you're eating something meaty? Because I had a veggie sandwich today and basically it was just like leaves and bread. It was horrible.
Oh,
so
damn.
You don't do there's something. Beyond Burger has a whole line.
Beyond Burger. Okay. I like the Impossible Burger. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
They got that at Fat Burger. That's very good.
I heard of that.
Yeah, it's very good.
So is it Impossible Burger or Beyond Burger? It's one of them. One of them have like a couple different options. So there's like chicken nuggets. There's like ground beef, but it's none of it's meat.
Okay.
And I only tried the burger and it was okay. Yeah, but I don't like the meat substitutes. I guess some people like them and some people don't.
Yeah, some of them, like the veggie burgers, sometimes it's just like a bunch of fried beans. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, it's not working. The illusion ain't working.
Yeah, yeah. The Impossible Burger, you had that one, right? That
one's
plant-based.
That one is plant-based. Now, that one's tolerable. That's tolerable. I can deal with that, you know, because it does. They put little flavoring on it to make it taste like real meat.
Right. Yeah,
so.
It looked like meat too, right?
Yeah.
Are you losing your ass, though? Because when I tried to go vegan 10 years ago, I didn't have no ass. And I was like, okay, I can't do this.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I can't go
vegan.
I'm
losing my ass, my thighs, and my
arms.
Yeah, see. And I'm not mad at my arms going down, but
I can't do it.
everything else. Like, I got, it's there. I got, it got to be some type of balance.
Yeah, that's the first thing to go for me.
So everybody, y'all send Bree some buffalo wings so that ass can get back. All right,
we Tariq, you're gonna lose your ass if you go vegan.
I know. Imagine him walking around with a big ass booty.
I'll be a male Instagram thot.
Hey,
I'll be selling flat tummy tea and shit. God damn. Lord.
That's classy.
So, Layla, what's happening in the news items out here in the streets, dear?
Oh, my God. You know what I really want to talk about really quick? Because I thought this was so... I don't know why I thought... I felt bad for laughing. Because it's fake news. It turns out it's fake news.
Okay.
People were saying that Bill Cosby was in jail, told a bad joke, and somebody slapped him in the head with a chicken patty.
That's so random.
Where in the fuck did you read that?
So that was going around like heavy this morning, right?
So finally,
a real news source came out and said that is not true. They talked to an insider at the jail, and Bill Cosby is not even with the general population.
Of course.
So that's a lie.
Right.
And right now, his lawyer is currently working. I was cracking up though. Right now, his lawyer is currently working on his case to be overturned. So that's good. So he didn't get slapped in the head with a chicken patty, everybody. Lord. That's going around.
Who's the insider in jail? Like, you in jail snitching on you? Telling all the business what goes on in jail stays in jail, brother.
Right.
Damn.
That's hilarious.
So that's cleared up. He didn't.
Good. And I hope he gets out on appeal. They're trying
should.
To get him out.
Because
that was so bogus. The way they got him in there, it was bogus as shit. This is a 81-year-old partially blind man that they done funnel in jail, and they got Kavanaugh and all these people running around here.
Right.
And if you ain't gonna do nothing to them, don't do nothing to nobody.
Exactly.
You did.
Right. Exactly.
They just blatantly doing
all these
shit.
People wishing death on him. I know. It's just like, get the hell out of here. It's
like
not
the Amber Rose situation.
Yeah.
And that was crazy.
I know. Kay Michelle, everybody was going off on Amber Rose's ass.
Yeah. Slut walk. What y'all think about that happened this weekend?
Yeah.
It did?
Amber Rose slut walk. Yeah.
So she's steady doing. People are steady going to that.
Yeah.
Because I could see it being like gimmicky at first. Like, oh, a slut walk. I used to be a slut, or I am a slut, whatever.
Do you understand it? I don't get it.
Because you have a bunch of really dumpy looking chicks out there in spandex and
wild
lingerie
colors.
And looking crazy. And I'm like, okay, I mean, what's the message? What are y'all trying to say?
It's like a thought version of carnival to me.
Yeah, but it's like lower level thoughts, though. It's not really.
Lower level?
Yeah, they're not.
There's a level to the thoughts.
Yeah, you gotta kind of look good to be a thought. I mean, you're a wannabe thoughts. Anybody fucking there?
Damn.
And you know, it's just looked like a whole thing about this. They just want attention. This is a way for them to get attention, and this is an excuse to.
What is it? Fake women's rights?
Is it excuse, or is it like a woman that wants to have sex the way men do and not be judged about it?
That's the messages are all over the place.
Okay.
There's no clear, concise message.
Right.
Nobody really knows what they're marching for.
Yeah, I'm confused.
What's it about? Okay, you a slut? Okay, I mean, all right. What the fuck you want? Congratulations. We'll buy you some fucking yogurt or something. So we don't know, but it's a bunch of dumpy looking people walking around saying that they're sluts. Knock yourself out. Mm. Bree, what else is happening out here?
I don't know if we talked about this last time we were here. I don't know if it had even happened, but the Braxton sisters went on Ayala. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hilarious, and it was sad in a way, because the point I want to... A few points. So Toni Braxton told them that, you know, although I love you guys, I do not like either one of you.
Damn.
Like, literally was like, I don't like anyone in my family, but I do love you.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part. I didn't, damn,
she said,
I didn't see
if
that.
You weren't my friends, what'd she say?
Yeah, if you weren't family, you would not be my friends.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's some real ass shit, though. I know a lot of people that feel like that about their family.
Yeah. Damn.
Because it's just like, man, these people, you're supposed to love conditionally, and they put you through so much.
Right.
But I'm just like, I wonder, is that from Toni being a crazy superstar and having that disconnect from her sisters? Because I don't feel like the other sisters feel like that.
Right.
And I think there was something about her having to pull them up. The parents wanted her to pull up the other sisters. And
mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it happens for every family. Like,
right.
Like Michael Jackson won, like, oh, I hate my brothers because I had to carry them, you know, for the Jackson 5.
Right.
So it's like, I wonder what that had to do with it. But then also, Tamar, her mama, G-checked her.
Yes, she did.
because they Tamar was in the interview doing all this anytime Ayala said something to her and like snapping her neck.
Yeah, Tamar was acting a damn fool. Yeah, she was. Were like, what's going on with Tamar? Is she on the pipe or something? But she
on the pipe?
Yeah, the way she was acting, but she was just acting real childlike.
Right.
She just got in this childlike mode, and that was her way of getting attention. She probably did that as a kid to get attention.
I was just about to say, that's probably something that went on.
Yeah.
Whole life.
Show out and act a fool for attention, and she was doing that, and the mamas checked her ass on that.
Hit that.
Hey! Yeah, yeah.
She's always kind of been like that, though, a little bit. But now, now she just don't give a damn. She got a new African man, and she cut her hair off, and she don't give a damn right now.
Yeah. Me and my cousin was talking about it, and I was like, I think I used to be Tamar at one point. Just like real snappy, like don't say nothing to me, I'll cut your fucking hair off.
You would think you would grow out of that, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. But her grown ass, she got kids and everything.
She's 40, and it's still like, yo.
I don't know. Did Ayala ever solve anything for them? I think they said it was like it defeated the purpose of the family going on there.
I don't know.
Worse.
I know. I don't know what the resolution was, but I mean, I'm like, damn.
So if Ayala don't fix your life in that one episode, do you get another one? Like, what's up?
Bring Ayala up here. I can't wait. I want to go on her show.
I don't want to go on her show. I just want to have a session with her, see what she says.
Y'all gonna be going in.
She gonna call you a gutter rat.
It's all good. I need somebody.
Your mother was a whore. Say it. Say it. Say it. Release that. Your mother was a whore. Release that. I'm like, damn. You dig? So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Wait, before we get into the news, I have gotten so many DMs. I don't know why I got so many DMs. Maybe you did too, Bree, about this picture that Tariq posted with a wife beater on. Like 20 years ago. And people was like, Layla, address this shit on Tuesday.
Lord.
I addressed it.
Yeah.
Tariq, what was the scenario? What was the
real
situation?
Explain yourself.
I was very young. I was, in a hotel room. Looked like I was trapping or something. I don't know what I was doing in this hotel room.
You did look like you was a trap kid.
People have questions.
Yeah. So I just had my wife. Niggas, they were going in on my... That's why I don't share nothing with y'all niggas. I'm trying to share a piece of my life and motherfuckers going in. Somebody said... I look like a sensitive serial killer. Somebody said I look like a Lucius Lion flashback.
Damn, you did. Oh, that was on point right there.
You know it's hard. It looked like y'all was about to record that song.
Get some holes
in
the room.
Same that shit from here, man. Man, so it was just an old picture from the 90s. I had on 90s, had the 90s look. I think I had a little S-curl going on with a little baby hair. So it is what it is.
All right, we can get past it.
Yeah.
You do?
Kind
of. Well, the only reason you get a pass is because you can't go back there.
Nothing you can do about it now.
Yeah, well, shit. I was the shit back then.
You was pulling them?
They were cooperating.
Sent me a clip. Did somebody send you a clip of Tariq? You were on a BET show.
Yeah.
You were like called Old Drama.
Yep.
And somebody sent me this clip, right? It was Bree. I gotta show you.
Yeah, you gotta send it to me.
Yeah, this was back in 2001.
Yeah, I was trying to get in Tariq's ass, and Tariq was like, no, play is this and that.
I was breaking it down, girl.
I
had my Macis burgundy suit on their ass. I had a wine colored suit.
Kim Whitley or something.
Yeah, Kim Whitley. And I love Kim. Me and Kim are hella cool now.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yes,
I was like,
drama.
This is hilarious.
Man. So what's happening in the news?
Okay, so Mike Epps is replying. I'm so tired of it. It's not even really a drama between Mike Epps and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But he did go on The Breakfast Club earlier this week, and he just kind of wanted to address the whole thing because people have been saying they've been having a beef for years. So he just kind of wanted to clear it up. And he's like, look, this is the situation. This is a lifetime achievement award for all of us. And I think that some of us, when we get success, we turn into the police. When you have a platform where you can speak on things.
And that means he was talking about how Kevin Hart was talking about drug use. That's
right.
What he was talking about. So I get
Boom.
That. Yeah.
He said so. But yeah. He was saying everybody loves a winner. That's one thing about when you're winning. You don't know who is really on your side. Mm-hmm. Are they just riding for you? Or, do they really like you? And it says, and if you have a platform and everybody else, it's easy for you to make things the way people want, the way you want them to look.
God damn, basically. Layla, having a struggle.
It's easy to make things the way you want to. I just have headaches. I'm sorry, guys. But basically he was saying, like, Kevin Hart can go on there and say whatever he wants because he's at the top right now.
Right,
and
right,
he was
right.
really going heavy on the gatekeeper stuff. He was like, I don't care what nobody say. there is gatekeepers in Black Hollywood. There's somebody standing by the gate. And they said, okay, you can come in. You can come in. Oh, no, Mike Epps. We don't like him. Right. And the execs are going to listen to the Black person who has the most money.
Who's on top.
And who's on top.
Who they propped up. Who they propped up.
Exactly. So
that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, it's like I say it's the one Negro at a time rule. They let like one person in and they, you know, put him in a whole bunch of shit. Like right now, Tiffany Haddish is everywhere.
She's like a
three for female Black women.
Yeah. She's in everything. We went to see the movie with her and Kevin Hart. It was it was some laughs in there.
Oh, so it was
It was
I heard it was forced.
Yeah,
like they were trying to force.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Really?
Because they two big stars, like big personalities.
They were forcing the funny, basically.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of stuff. And Romney Malco, he was good in there. He was in it. It was hit him. Some of the stuff was hit. Some of it was missed.
Wow,
Nah, that's what I thought too. They Tiffany didn't really get a chance to, you know, shine.
Like Girls Trip.
Right, okay. Right. She didn't get to show a lot of her comedic talent.
Okay.
In it, and it was an movie.
Do you think she's a gatekeeper position at this point?
No, what they put her in a position, she's the one right now. So they're going to put her in a lot of stuff. And I'm glad for her.
Yeah.
I'm glad for her because she is funny. I like Tiffany Haddish. I like her. But it's that one Negro at a time thing. They just get like one Black person, a Black man or a Black woman, and then you'll see them in everything. Remember, we used to see Gabrielle Union in everything.
Yep.
She was the Black girl.
Yep.
Then they put Megan Good in everything. Yep. She was in everything. Yep. So it's always one.
Damn, one at a time.
Yeah, it's always that one. It's the one at a time. One at a time. It used to be Holly Berry. They had her in everything. Oh, you don't see her in nothing.
Yeah.
You did.
So. Taraji Taraji just had a nice run. She's still in her shit, but she had a nice run too.
Yeah,
she was,
in a lot
going of stuff.
Crazy with her roles.
Yeah, Vivica. You just mentioned Vivica. They had her. She had a nice run.
She did. Yeah. I remember all them Vivica movies.
Yeah,
she, was in
she had all the freaky movies. I think I feel like she was in all the freaky.
Yeah.
Vivica.
You know, and you know, this is why we got to have our parallel thing, our own thing where we do our movies on an independent level. And keep it going.
I like what Mike Epps was saying, though. I like he was also saying a little bit, like, he was saying, you know what? Kevin Hart has been to my house. And he was like, I have never, ever been to his house. Because he was saying, like, back in the day, because, you know, Mike Epps is an OG. He's been in the game for a minute.
Yes,
he said he seen when Kevin really didn't have no money. He used to be over Mike Epps' house, and he just don't like the fact that he feels like Kevin feels like he's
above.
Yes. And I hope that's not the case, but clearly that's how Mike expressed
himself. Some people are taking it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that happens a lot in the industry. You got people who will just front on a whole group of people.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of these Latina. I was talking about this the other day. A lot of these Latina people who will come up off Black folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get to another level, they funny style a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't associate myself with Black women. And be no, I'm not. Like, I don't consider myself a Black woman.
Yeah.
Like Amber Rose.
Yeah. Absolutely. Cardi B just said, she ain't African American.
Yeah.
You know, she came up off the Black audience.
That's weird. I thought she was a nigga.
I know.
And she definitely is.
Yeah. And Rosie Perez. I was talking about her.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that before about Rosie.
She said she wasn't a Black person either?
Well, no. She's the whole Puerto Rican thing. But the thing about Rosie Perez.
She was a nigga.
Yeah. She takes a lot of shots at Black folks that she's worked with. And I feel a certain way about that. She took a lot of shots at Spike Lee. She was talking about when she did the movie Do the Right Thing, she was all uncomfortable being nude. She had her brother come up there. He had a knife or some shit just in case Spike Lee did something because she was nude in the movie. I'm like, well,
what the hell he gonna do?
Like, that's what
I'm
saying.
What's Spike Lee gonna do to her?
But she's been nude in a whole gang of movies.
Right.
I'm like, did you have a knife at those motherfuckers too?
Oh, and then crazy. When you shooting a movie, it ain't just you and him. It's a whole damn crew. Like, what is he gonna do in front of all these people?
Wow. Right.
Wow.
So when people start talking that, and you know, she married a couple of white dudes, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So when people get on that level after we done lifted them up, that's real funny style.
Yeah.
We got to start vetting people who don't identify with us, and we end up propping them up, you know? So that's real, real funny style shit. So Bree, what else is happening out here?
Oh man. I don't know if you guys looked up in the sky this week and saw that, space missile. It was a space missile.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
it
was called Falcon 9 or something, right?
Yeah. So Mr. Elon Musk, Mr. I can do anything in our sky, in our night sky, and ain't nobody gonna say shit to me.
Yeah.
So I guess they're launching test rockets. Why the hell do you need, like, what's going on in space that you need a missile up there?
I know.
Maybe so, there's aliens coming down.
No, here's my, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all basically inadvertently saying there's some shit going on up there we need to be prepared for.
Man.
If you testing it in our skies, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you think that's not, though? You think we are the only people here?
Hell no.
Oh, I'm about to say.
What are you I'm like, Layla, come on now. Like, don't take me there. I'll go on a whole.
Tariq, you think we're the only people here?
No, of course. There's some shit out there.
There's some shit out there.
Hell yeah.
Why the hell
the universe is huge.
I want to make $1 billion just so I can sit at those and have those conversations with them people. Like, what's up? We going up there or what?
I know.
That's what I want. I want some aliens to come down here and give me some melanin guns or some shit so I can shoot racists. Holy shit.
Melanin guns, yeah, turn their ass black.
Give me an ET finger so shit so I can zap the alt-right. That's what I want. I want some advanced weaponry.
Oh, shit. My God.
Well, I brought the tech billionaire Elon Musk up because he's also doing something very good for Flint. You know, Flint.
Yeah.
They still have the bad water going on there. So he donated $500,000 to Flint, the schools, for them to have new water and filtration systems. Which is amazing, you know, that he don't have to, nobody has to, but for him to step outside of that and go do, you know, something all the way in Flint, Michigan, and his work is here.
Absolutely.
You know, so big ups to Elon Musk.
Shout out to
him.
Come
holler at us. We want to talk to you.
Yeah.
What would y'all ask him?
I want to go to the moon. Right. I want to go up there and see what the fuck they got up there. They got a colony of.
I sent my Tesla up there already. You know, it'll be waiting on you when you get there.
I'm going to find me a little alien man.
Oh, my God.
get these Negroes down here. I'm going to give me an alien.
You're going to have a 90-day fiancé alien. I love Layla. I'm just trying to get my green card for Earth.
I say with an alien. Oh my God.
You and that damn 90 Day
I love that show.
And that show is hilarious.
I love it.
That show is, you got to watch that shit. Oh man. You saw the episode with the dude, Michael and Angela, the black dude in Nigeria. And he's finessing that white
that,
woman.
That older white lady.
Old white lady.
Ew.
She's like, Michael, my credit card's been charged up. What? I'm shocked. I'm just as shocked as you.
I missed that one.
That nigga done finessed.
He swiped her card.
That nigga done got her card and finessed that card. She's like, Michael, ain't no money on my card. Wait, hold on. Let's talk about this.
So he finessing an old white lady.
Yes.
So,
but I'm like, nigga, wait till you get here, though. Right. Don't finesse her there.
Tariq, wait a minute. So the episodes I've seen, they look like they really like each other.
Oh God, this nigga's—he's repulsed.
He's gross.
Both of them are gross. She's grosser.
To do that for so much—that's just. Oh gross. My
God. Girl, the shit people do for money.
Ew.
Yeah.
That is little to a giant fucking with an older white lady. I'm pretty sure a lot of black dudes.
This nigga, you gotta get over here before you finesse, though. You gonna fuck the bag up,
bouquet. He done swiped her shit out already.
And you saw the couple, the black dude and the Filipino chick.
He's like losing his hair.
Yeah. He's real simpish.
He is.
And the chick ain't fucking him. And it's like, oh my God.
Cause she fucking with her ex or something. Like, ain't somebody still in the picture?
I don't know. But she ain't giving this nigga no pussy or nothing. And it's like, we can wait. You know, he's like real goofy with it. But
yeah, they exploiting the hell out of people's goofiness.
Like making somebody wait.
For marriage?
No, just like, let's say you haven't, kind of like the Megan Good situation. You know how she had a man.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, she went through all these crazy boyfriends. And finally, she's like, you know what? I'm not having sex no more till I find my husband. And she did. She said, I forgot how long her and her husband waited. Before they got married, they didn't have sex. But they didn't get married for a while, though. Like 3 years, I think, they didn't have sex.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm thinking about doing that.
I don't think so.
I'm thinking about doing that.
I don't think you'd be able to do that.
Swear to God.
Could y'all be celibate? Wait, how long were you celibate?
For 2 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, damn.
I did it before.
How long were you celibate, Layla?
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it for 2 years. But waiting to get married, that's somebody you trying to spend the rest of your life with, and you not gonna test that motherfucker out.
Yeah, you wait two years.
I would be one sad puppy and somewhere cheating, and I don't want to do that.
And that nigga pulled that dick out, look like a chapstick, and you didn't wait
no,
for
you can
2 years.
See it, you just can't do nothing.
Oh, okay.
Still, seeing it don't mean nothing.
Because just because it's big don't mean
chapstick
shit.
Chapstick will work your ass out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like women with little asses. There's some women with little asses who know how to throw that pussy a little harder. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep on the narrow ass.
Yeah. Little booties matter. Yeah, little booties matter.
So do
little
the dicks booty. Work like that too? A little dick nigga know how to throw it a little bit? If will that compensate?
If you got the right stroke.
Not chapstick okay. size though.
Not okay. chapstick.
It could be like medium sized banana.
Okay. Like that's pretty large.
A plantain dick nigga.
That's kind of large, Layla. Medium sized banana. Damn. You ain't. Got, you can't wait.
So have y'all had a little dick nigga who could work it to compensate?
Not in that area, but another area.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they usually are good at giving head.
Okay. Okay.
Work what you got.
But yeah,
do what you gotta do.
It's hard.
Oh man. Yeah. Man.
It ain't gonna last long, probably in the long run. You know. Right, Bree?
Boy, the energy got real weird in this one. Layla, what else is happening in the news? Shit.
Lord. Okay. Oh, I don't really like to hear this because, you know, he just went on a little rant a couple weeks ago. Now the fool in jail. Cat Williams.
Yeah.
The worst week ever, fool.
Yeah, Cat.
He got arrested.
What did he do? He assaulted somebody?
Allegedly, he assaulted his driver. And now he's currently in jail in Portland. And this is the kicker. He actually already had a warrant in Atlanta for missing his court.
Right,
because when he went to the Emmys.
Right,
he went to the
right,
Emmys instead right. of winning, instead of going to court. But he didn't know supposedly that he was supposed to be in court. His team didn't tell him he had a court date because they wanted him to focus on the Emmys.
Right, right.
So yeah, now he's in jail and he has to get rid of the warrant. And he has a lot going on right now.
Oh damn! So, hopefully, Kat gets it together.
Man, do you think people are happy about that, like Kevin Hart and stuff like that? And
happy about what?
Kat going to jail?
About not. Because he was talking shit and Kevin Hart was pissed at him. And so, right. And he was like, he's on drugs. So, do you think, like, secretly deep down, Kevin Hart's like, you know what? See, that's what I'm talking about. I told you niggas on drugs. No. You know, is he, like, secretly, like, I told y'all? Or no?
I mean, Kat going to jail is not surprising at all.
At all. Nobody was shocked. They were like, he in jail? Okay.
Oh, what else is happening? He'll be out in a couple weeks. Yeah. He'll be all
right. So, you know, people are like, Kat is crazy.
That's
so,
the norm, yeah.
It's kind of
right.
normal.
That's what
now.
Makes him, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Going to jail.
Did y'all hear the story? It was a cat in Milwaukee. He was a football, I think, some kind of college athlete. And he had a threesome with two white girls.
Oh, bad idea.
Yeah. And the white girl said, well, they were drunk, so now the brother's been charged for rape.
No.
So, yep. He's so been he charged. Raped two of
two,
y'all.
Two, yeah. They say he raped two women.
At the same damn time.
At the same goddamn time.
When y'all gonna learn y'all lesson?
Because they were impaired. They weren't in their right state of mind. That's so now they didn't charge this dude. He's looking at 40 years.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. This dude, the charges carry a 40-year sentence max. But it was two women.
I've heard so many stories about this.
Wait, did they press charges or the police went over their head and did this?
They must. The girls must have pressed charges.
Because sometimes, you know, the law enforcement can go over your head. Even if you're like, the charges are dropped, They say, oh, well, ma'am, you're out of this. We're not dropping the charges. Sometimes law enforcement will do that.
But, like, how would they even know?
You know? So, if they did a rape kit, they could go over your head.
Yeah, but the women must have went in and said, hey, this
Why
is what happened.
That's not the first time I've heard
they
that.
They do shit
like
that.
Ruined. You said, what did you say? He was in college.
Yeah, he's in college.
Yeah, so they pick those type of dudes that have like good futures ahead of them.
Set up
and set them up. Fuck them up. It smells like a setup.
That's the only.
I've heard that story so many times, and it's such a sad story. But y'all keep falling for these.
Yeah, mindful. Man.
Y'all
be mindful, man.
Cause she foreign or white.
Yeah,
that foreign brother's got a man.
That swirl shit like that. Cats gonna have to push back from that right now. We ain't there, man. We in a whole state right now where it's like white supremacy is the rule. Yeah. These white supremacists will fuck you and then press charges right out when they get
That's
out the bed,
crazy.
Man.
Crazy.
It's like on some Get Out. Somebody in the room said, just like Get Out. Yeah, these white girls are on team white supremacy.
Yep.
Don't be fooled by that. They throwing threesomes and shit at you, brothers. No, young dudes. We ain't there.
Yeah, one of my homies drive for Uber. He said a white girl just offered to give him some butt in his
Ew.
Car.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, damn. She's like.
And she just got in his Uber like, hey, you want some ass?
Yeah, she was asking him about how big his penis was. Like,
what?
The conversation got kind of weird and then she was like, I would love to have sex with you in the back of this car right now.
Oh, damn.
And he was like, let me hurry up and get you to where you going. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
Like, because he's definitely pro-black. Like, he don't mess with nobody else. But it was just like, damn.
So she could sue Uber.
Exactly.
That was a setup.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wow.
So brothers, man,
y'all gotta watch out.
It's getting crazy out here. It's getting real crazy out here.
By any means, they just going in.
You dig? Just like 90 Day Fiancé, go back to that. This white woman out here fucking with this African dude and making him put on Trump clothes and Trump hats and all this old shit. So yeah, these people, they'll fuck you and still be team white supremacy. So
oh, yeah.
You know,
have babies by you and still be team white supremacy.
Exactly, and have the baby out there picking cotton and shit in the back.
Oh, I seen
you
that.
You see the picture I posted?
Yes.
They adopted this black kid.
And her holding a watermelon.
Had got a hold of watermelons and picking cotton and all this old shit. They're terrorizing these children out here. So we gotta realize what's happening. Bree, what's going on out here in the
street? Well, in more interracial dating news, the final Kardashian has gotten herself a black man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they washing their whole shit out. Kourtney Kardashian.
She messing with a brother now?
Kourtney Kardashian is messing with actor Luca Sabbat.
Let me see how you look.
Who's that nigga?
I don't know, but he got dressed and he's smoking a fucking joint.
Oh,
so
damn.
So she fucking with a real black man.
Hilarious.
Wow, she never had a black one.
Never.
I know.
She was the last one.
She always had white dudes.
Yeah. Hell, Bruce got a black man. Shit, I saw that nigga. Did you see? He was with a black dude. For real.
I thought Bruce dated women, though.
He no. Bruce
Where
Jenner.
Caitlyn.
Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. Whoever the fuck his name is now.
Oh, shit.
He has a black man. I saw that motherfucker somewhere holding hands with a damn black man. Let me find the picture, as a matter of fact.
No, I think he date women.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to find that
No, he
picture.
Dates both. He tried to say he wasn't gay, though.
Yeah.
He did try to say he wasn't gay.
How the fuck you spell Caitlyn?
C-A-I.
C-A-I, okay. Yeah. C-A-I. I'm going to find that. Okay.
Who is her man? A football player? You know they all date athletes and rappers. Is it a rapper?
Oh, Lord.
Who is her? You talking about
Caitlyn.
Bruce?
Yeah. What the fuck ever?
What the fuck?
No, I get confused. Like,
yes.
Okay, Caitlyn, because he wants to be called Caitlyn.
And it look, okay.
He sound like Bruce, though.
Okay, this is, that's some dude look like.
Are they holding hands?
Yes.
Oh, they are.
Yes, I told y'all.
Oh, hell no.
Let me show you. Let me show the.
She be fly, though. I love the way she dressed with her Oprah Winfrey dressing ass. Caitlyn be fly.
Caitlyn got her a Negro look like this nigga's from the Caribbean somewhere. I don't know where he's from.
Damn.
But brothers. Brothers will date anything white. Brothers, y'all
just
gotta
just to be doing it.
Nigga, wow. You should know better. Whoever you are, nigga.
He said he dating a Kardashian. Fuck
I know, y'all. I know. He's trying to get the bag. This nigga right here.
Ew, could you imagine them having sex?
Cause was Diddy get the surgery yet?
Does he? I don't think so. Cause he still sound like a dude.
Yeah.
You dig?
Well, and more Kardashian news. We got to talk about how.
Oh Lord.
Kim got the bag and fumbled it, and her mama picked it up and flipped it and tumbled it. Goddamn it!
Oh, what happened?
So Fashion Nova offered Kim $1 million to be a spokesperson for their brand.
Okay. Mm.
And she's, you know, she thought about it. I thought about it, and she was like, you know, you guys copy a lot of Ye's design. She's like, so I'm gonna decline for that reason. She informed Kanye, you know, like, they offer me this, but I'm respectfully declining because they copy your stuff and I don't want to be an ambassador for somebody that's against my family.
Right.
And
right.
To thank her, he gave her part business owner in Yeezy, well as gave her $1 million check for turning down the $1 million that they offer her.
Mm.
Boom. 2 days later, Kris Jenner is in Fashion Nova.
Yeah,
60
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
Posted in Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
She went and copped that $1 million
I
check.
I would take that
Hell
million.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Kris ain't missing no coins.
She ain't about to drop nobody's paper. She ain't turning
no
down
coins.
Shit.
Y'all can be mad at her if you want to.
Yeah,
Kris,
she,
go get the money.
She's the
she
one that
get
made
the
her
bag.
Daughter. She was like, look, you hoeing out. Let's make some money.
Yeah.
The hoeing is
bag.
Done. Let's
yeah.
do this.
You got to respect her
done
hustle.
Done is done.
Her old ass is in. Who want to buy Fashion Nova from Kris Jenner?
I know.
Me?
I know.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
But yes.
She look good, though.
Yeah, she's maintaining.
Old lady.
Yeah, she's maintaining for her age.
For her age.
Yeah.
Is she still with the young dude? He's like 30.
Yeah, she must. Yeah, he's 30. He's that young?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's 30.
No, he's in his 30s. He's like early 30s. He's literally like 35.
But he does look like a young dude.
He's literally like 35. I swear to God.
Man.
He look young to you?
He look old to me.
Yeah, he carries himself like a young dude.
He looks like he's 45 to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks old to me.
Man. Man,
hello.
Tearing that 60-year-old pussy up. Get the bag, nigga.
All right.
Get that bag. I hope y'all niggas are getting the bag.
People just be doing crazy shit.
I hope niggas ain't just doing it the clout chase to drive her
shit. You know
shit.
They are.
I'm like, a lot of clout chasing is going on.
Man, I'm like, come on, get something out the
I'm
game.
Dignity.
Yeah, I know. Get something out the game. finesse you some money, swindle, extort, Tariq, nigga, do something.
Bring Mac lessons back.
I do. I'm going to have to bring some Mac lessons back to show
the updated Mac lessons.
Travesty.
Yeah, man, because I see niggas out here slipping. You ain't getting nothing. You out here fucking the elderly and ain't got two nickels to rub together, nigga. Goddamn.
Out here fucking the elderly. Man. The shit you say out of your mouth.
Niggas. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
You caught me off guard.
Yes, I did. You stay ready. You ain't got to get ready, Bree.
So, Dave East did an interview. Have you guys caught up with State of the Culture?
No,
what's
that?
Joe Budden's podcast.
I've watched it a few times. I haven't watched it recently. But it's good. It's good.
It's good. I've seen. They tackle some real heavy issues, actually. But Dave East was on Revolt. Oh, it was State of... it was State of the Culture.
Okay.
But so he brought up, they was asking him about all of like the beef that go on between different rappers and all that. You know, Dave East is a real laid back type of dude. Like he like, I ain't with none of that shit. But the point that he made though, is that if any type of beef going on between any rapper makes it to Instagram, he's like, ain't no smoke. They don't want no smoke.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
when you think about it, the way he put it was like, you know, you are online, you are snitching on yourself essentially because you got beef with this dude. Everybody know where you are. Everybody know where you are. Ain't no smoke. But then, like, you got 6ix9ine, 50, Soulja Boy, like, they all doing this extra shit, and then we feeding into it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, when he put it in that retrospect, I'm just like, you know, I can't feed into no more rap beefs. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah, this shit is corny.
It's hella corny. It's for the sake of Instagram.
Yeah, and it's to sell records. You know, they sell records and they can sell, you know, their concert tickets. But yeah,
off of beef though, that shit is so weird. The stuff that people are interested in, like, okay, I gotta say this. Like, two different people one person came in my DM and one hit me in my comments like, what's up? You've been real shady towards Layla.
What? Wait, recently?
Yes.
Wait, girl, I've been off Instagram for like a week. First of all,
they want us to beef so bad.
I was literally off IG for like a week.
They want us to beef so bad, and I'm just like, I wonder if we were beefing, like, would we have more views? And like,
let's beef, fuck it.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, it just needs to happen.
Like, I don't like this hoe over here, Tariq. Fuck that.
We come in here like ready to fight.
I don't fuck with you.
Nigga, we love that. We love some damn beef. Like when the whole Sarah situation popped off, that was everywhere.
Hey, it was everywhere.
All over. Niggas just love that shit.
It's still everywhere. I still see it and got a lot of views on it.
And what I hate is these mush mouth motherfuckers be trying to make their own videos commenting on it.
Right.
Yes, I like
to piggyback off.
Yeah, I like to talk about this the fight that had happened on Urban Radio.
Exactly
and,
how they sound.
Yeah.
Somebody told me she moved back.
A word.
So I got somebody just told me that.
Wow.
And I was like, "How to where she came from?
Oh,
wherever she came from." I'll tell you the details on that. Later. Yeah. I just found out. I'll tell you the details on
Layla. You know you be having the tea, baby.
Yes.
I know.
Somebody.
Layla be in the streets heavy. Oh, Layla be in the motherfucking streets knowing shit. Layla always seeing somebody. Guess who I just saw? I just saw somebody. Ah, damn.
I
Layla's
swear.
Like a little Inspector Gadget in this motherfucking world. Shit.
She know all the tea, baby.
I'll tell you that, man. Just told me that shit the other day.
That's funny.
What?
God damn. Fatima, what's the air on?
You still hot?
It's hot as hell in here.
Yeah, I'm pretty hot. I have a long sleeve.
What's it on, Fatima? Put it on 72, please.
No, my toes cold, my degrees. Arms cold. My
You're cold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have like cold bumps on your back.
Oh.
Like freezing.
Man, Layla, what else is happening out here?
I actually think this is kind of cool. iPhone we had a new update, and we got a new feature. And when you're getting pulled over by the police.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Yep, you say, Siri, I'm getting pulled over. So basically, she turns off any music that you're playing, your screen brightness goes down, your phone goes on Do Not Disturb, and starts secretly recording to make it look like your phone's not on. And then once, you know, the traffic stop is over, it actually sends a message to, like, whoever your emergency contact is. It sends the whole video to them just in case, like, you're in any trouble.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, isn't that dope?
Yeah.
Isn't that dope? So you have, like, emergency contact on there. As soon as the video stops recording, like, you put your mom on there, bam, it'll send it to her. Any funny shit going on, boom. It's because they know the police out here acting crazy.
Yeah, so you say the police, and they'll have their own Isambot, like...
Yeah.
Run, nigga, run.
He like, oh, you record me, I'm out.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
So I felt that's crazy that
especially
it's that
all
bad.
Of that stuff, because it's like it recording is good, but then if something happens to you and you die and never get anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it automatically sends. That's a good
it
feature.
It sends it because the police could take your phone.
Exactly.
They can crack
it.
And they said the body cams, like nobody's caring about the body cams. Yeah. Hey.
all set now. Here we go. Let it happen now.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
What's going on? Who is this?
Hey, this is Shaw coming out of Las Vegas, baby.
Hey, brother, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on? What's up with Leyland? What's up with Free?
Hello. What's up, Shaw?
All right, man, I'm chilling. I got a couple relationship questions.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so, you know, me and the mother of my children, we broke it off. And I'm having a hard time getting back into this dating scene. Mm. And I kind of got a feel of why it is. But for the most part, you know, my shit just ain't connected, man. I'm out here, you know, I'm picking and I'm choosing, but shit, my shit ain't getting chose up on how I want to. So I was kind of curious on what's your perspective on that.
Now, how long were you in the relationship with your ex?
6 years.
Okay. Yeah, you're a little rusty right now. That's a long time for being out the game. So that's why, you know, it's not connecting, because the game changes every 5 years. The whole shit, the whole style, the way people dress, the lingo, everything changes. So you gotta, okay, this shit is killing me right here.
I know.
This.
What am I doing?
I'm gonna hang up with you, brother, and I'm gonna answer the question off the phone, but.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, brother.
Let me address that.
It won't let me mute it. God damn. Skype, y'all really need to fix that feature. Y'all really need to fix that. But my man made a good point. He was out the game for 6 years. And when you get back in the game, there's a lot of shit that goes with that. A lot of times people are rusty. A lot of times people are insecure. There's a lot of baggage that people have. You don't have the same mindset as you did 6 years ago. So when you try to get back into the swing of things, when you've been out the game for a long time, it's always going to be a little bit awkward, because you got to catch up. Because when you're in a relationship, you know, you slow shit down. Everything is different. Everything is a whole different pace, and the energy in the single world is completely different. So that's why you're not going to have the same type of connections immediately. So, you know, you just got to get back in the swing of things. Don't try to rush nothing. Don't try to find a substitute. Because a lot of times people try to find a substitute for their ex. You're trying to find somebody somewhat like them, because that's what you're used to. And we make a lot of mistakes doing that, because we like the regularity of the relationships that we were in. We just don't like the thing that made us break up. So you try to fit people that you just meet into that old mode. And sometimes that's a forced thing that will create rifts. So you just gotta get back into the flow of things.
And people that's fresh out of long relationships like that still usually carry themselves like they are in a relationship. Like,
yes.
They don't act single. So him trying to connect and them not responding in a way is usually like, oh, he looks taken. Like, people used to tell me that a lot. Like, you look, because when I was in a relationship, dudes wouldn't approach me. And, I didn't think I was acting no type of way, but it's like, you look taken. Like, you look like you're spoken for.
Yep.
So that could be a thing, too.
No, that does happen. I just had this conversation with my friend, too. We were basically saying, like, sometimes women, because that's what she felt like she was doing. She got out of a long relationship, and she felt like every dude that she had, it was an issue. Like, he came with some crazy problem. She's like, you know what it is? I'm trying to force it.
Yeah.
Because she's so used to being in a relationship. And that's what I told her. I said, I was doing the same thing. I was like, as soon as I broke up with my son's father, I was forcing all these relationships, and they were all bad. So I just said, fuck it. I'm not talking to nobody, and I'm going to just wait.
Yep.
And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just waiting. I'm not tripping. That's why I'm just doing me. I'm not tripping.
Absolutely.
Just waiting.
Just doing me.
Because
what
when
I'm
you
just
force
doing
stuff,
me.
It's all bad.
What I'm just doing.
You're trying
me,
to make
me.
A dude that's, you know, trying to make this.
Here we go. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
You such an old ass man.
Hey, what's going on? My name is T. I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, what's up?
Chi-town.
What's your name again, brother?
My name is T. I'm from New York, but I'm just in the Chicago airport right now.
Oh, cool, nice.
Is Kanye there?
I know. So what's on your mind, brother?
So I want to know you guys' take on, work protocol. There's a woman at my job, not her directly, but her sister I'm interested in. So, there might be some, potential for awkwardness or whatever. And I know Layla's brother's, probably trying to get at Free. Probably got at Free already. So I wonder if that might cause any kind of awkwardness between them. Or I should say, do they think that has caused any kind of awkwardness potentially between them?
That's a very good question.
And, that is a good question.
You know, whether or not it's something I should pursue. Because, I think, for me personally, I've done something similar in the past and it didn't end too badly. But, I just kind of want to know, what you guys' take might be on that.
Okay. Now, what's the exact question again? All these clicks and beeps are fucking with me.
He's
well, there's a woman at my job. I don't have interest in that woman in particular, but her sister is somebody who I'm potentially pursuing.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on one second. My one of my people in here.
Oh,
that's after work. We gotta chop it up. Okay. So now, what's the question again? So the question is, Bree, summarize this question.
So what he's saying is he works with a woman, and he's interested in dating her sister.
Now he said what?
He works with a woman that he's interested in dating her sister.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying, do you think that'll cause any type of risk in their work relationship?
Yeah, I want to know where Bree and Layla, I want to know, if, because I know there's a little situation with Bree's, I should say Layla's brother, potentially hollering at Bree.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I
want to
know,
so is there a rift between me and Bree? Does it cause anything between me and Bree? Like if my brother's acting funny with her, basically? Does it cause tension between our relationship, or do we keep it separate?
And my third
question is, if there's anything Bree wants to reveal on the air about Layla's brother right now in that whole situation.
Oh, Lord, this nigga trying to get some snitching going on.
Okay, let's make this show interactive.
Yes, do it. Come on,
let's start with
spill the tea.
Let's start with number three.
He's funny. Funny.
Are you going to hang up? Or?
Okay, all right. We'll answer off the phone. Thank you, brother.
Off the phone. We're going to keep clicking.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So... So should I answer his question, the one about me and her brother first?
Yes, about you and the brother.
So, there's, you know what?
I don't know shit. This is why we don't have any beef, and it's no weird tension, because let me tell you something about her and my brother. Mm-hmm. They don't tell me shit.
He don't
tell me shit. I don't even ask Bree shit. I don't ask her nothing. But my brother, I'll be like, oh, like on the slide.
Yeah, but you be saying little stuff like, I think Bree got a boyfriend.
No,
I heard you say that a couple times. Under your breath. I heard Bree got a boyfriend.
Oh, damn.
In my mind, where you hear that at? So.
But I think my brother, he was basically saying, if I'm like, oh, you talked to Bree? And he would be like, keep it real short. Oh, yeah, I text her, or she texted me the other day, and then stops. He don't tell me nothing else.
So the reason no one is saying anything, because nothing is happening. It's like, we hang out every now and then.
BS.
And it's usually just like some real life kicking and shit. Tariq, you need to step out.
No, you look like you was about to step out. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we just be hanging out. Like, it's never gone past us being cool. Like, there's nothing else established.
So nothing else has ever happened?
No. Nothing.
Mm. Not even a kiss on me.
No, I've never kissed him. No, I haven't. Just because, like, he's younger than me. He's a lot younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, like, force him into, you know, being into nothing he don't want to deal with.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's young. He got all these little girls, like, chicks be hitting him up in his DM. Like,
how you know chicks be
hitting him up? Because he'll tell me. We talk. But, like, you know, when, like you said, he put you on his Insta story.
Right.
He don't really put women on his Insta story.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when they do see me, it's like, oh, they got smart shit to say to him.
Did he play with those titties?
Very good question, Isambard.
Come on now.
That was actually a good
question. That's a good question.
Way too know, though.
Did he?
No.
I mean, some, not a kiss.
No. Literally, nothing has happened between us. That's why there's nothing to tell. But I don't think he would tell you anything anyway.
Exactly. He ain't going to tell me regardless.
And
so.
The only way I would say something to you about him is if there was something that I didn't like I felt disrespected.
Right.
And then even in that case, I know how to handle myself. So,
right.
But in this guy's case, as far as dating someone's sister that you work with, I don't know. It just depends on how nosy her sister is and how close they are.
Keep her sister out of your business.
Hell yeah.
That's all you got. You could date her sister, but don't say
nothing. But what if they
nothing.
Close and, right, she, and she getting right. all information from the girl? You know, one but, side of the story.
Y'all ladies be talking. Y'all be talking like a motherfucker.
And y'all men be talking too.
Honestly, yeah. I didn't know men be talking.
Girl, they talk more than us.
I did. I just found that out. I swear to God, I found that out this year.
Tariq, you might not, because you're grown as hell.
Hell
but
yeah.
Men talk just as much as we do.
I didn't know that until this year. I was like, wow.
Girl,
I didn't even know.
They get it done.
I didn't know they be talking. Jeez.
Everybody want to know what's going on with you and my brother.
Yeah.
Your brother.
I know.
Nothing going on, guys.
That's why, for those who don't know what they're talking about, y'all got to look at the Ism Radio Travel Show.
Yep.
Look at those episodes, Atlanta. Y'all got to look at those episodes. Real good stuff.
Layla going to get to the bottom of it, though.
Yes, indeed.
It's crazy because I am attracted to him. Like, I think he's a really nice guy, really very good looking guy. But he's younger than me. And I just think he needs to get a lot of shit out before he gets to the level that I'm. Because I'm ready to have some babies and have a husband shit. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Hey, shotgun, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so, yeah. You got to watch the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they not ready.
Man. Anyway, y'all, let's get ready to get up out of here. It's that time. What y'all doing this weekend? What do y'all got going on?
I'm going to help the foster kids, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why you don't invite me to stuff like that?
You can go. It's on Saturday.
I can't go. I got to work.
This is why I don't invite. Actually, you know what? I wanted to invite you guys to. Well, first of all, I knew Tariq would never come because he never comes to shit.
My mom's
Gatsby party. She had a really big
party. You definitely didn't invite me to
that. And you know what? I wasn't even thinking because I was sick the whole week. And then when it happened, I just went. I didn't even feel like going because I was like kind of sick all week. But then when I just went. But then I was like, damn, I meant to invite Bree. But you work anyway. This have to work like
fucking. Yeah. I saw some pictures, some footage on your story. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a party.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit, damn.
Oh, you having a party.
Party.
Yeah, I mean, I would have invited because it was like older, like, you know, your age.
Okay, not invite me because I'm old.
Right. Yeah, you should.
I'm invite old niggas. You
should have had him perform.
I know we could have done mixed lines.
Not a model service.
Don't be nervous.
put a towel around his neck.
Me and Johnny dancing and shit.
That would have been dope. My mom talked about this party for months and months, and she got her 1930s
Gatsby
party.
Was it a surprise?
No, she actually planned the whole shit herself. Because you know she does party planning. So she did her whole, and she's like, I did this myself. I'm like, well, you the party planner? So but I was supposed to help her a little bit, but I got sick. But at the last minute, the day of, I did help her that day. So it was great.
Was cool.
And she was happy, so.
Yeah, it looked tight.
It was. Yeah, she had actors.
I saw that. People had on costumes.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they were acting out 1930s scenes throughout the house. She had like a 1930s like Billie Holiday singer singing on the staircase.
Yeah,
she had a piano
too.
Player.
Gone,
everybody
mama.
Was dressed in 1930s. She had the actual Gatsby there.
And you had on some cut-up jeans, guaranteed.
I know.
Guaranteed.
A fishnet catsuit and shit.
No, I was dressed up, too. I wasn't moving around that much, but I was
a fishnet catsuit.
Shut up.
You probably look bomb in a fishnet catsuit.
Ooh, maybe I'll do that for Halloween.
Hey, no.
Could y'all get
Halloween
your ass snatched up?
What are we going to be for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Halloween. I don't know.
What Halloween? We got
the Halloween. I was Al Sharpton last year.
I can't believe that was last
year. That was a long, yeah.
It did seem
wow.
Yo,
I know.
I was Benita Betrayal.
You're Benita, and she was Olivia
Pope. We should do something together.
Y'all should be Salt and Pepper. I'm telling y'all.
Only if we get to go on tour and open for you.
Lord,
that's the only way.
Mink slide, everybody, mink slide.
Should we have Layla and Bree record a song? I should do a song. Just have y'all do a song and
I
do
can a, sing a little bit.
Yeah, have y'all sing and rap.
I love your confidence. I can sing a little bit.
I think the people would like this. Should we do that, guys?
Yes, let's go to the studio.
What should we name them, though? We gotta name them. We're gonna do a single with
Finesse.
Bree.
Finesse. Yes.
Finesse?
It's
so cute.
It sounds
old,
though. I know. Finesse.
I'm trying to think.
Like an album cover with champagne bottles and shit.
Look.
Finesse.
Champagne glasses.
I know.
Finesse is kind of cute, though.
Man.
Finesse our way into the R&B world.
Finesse our way onto the mixed slide tour.
So, I know. So, y'all, give us some ideas on what somebody said, diamond and silk.
I like that one, too. We ain't going to be hoeing, though. Sorry, y'all.
Wow.
Don't put them on the coon train. Lord, what was it? The Topo Twitty Twins. What the hell are these niggas saying in here? All right, help us come up with some names for their group. I'm going to make them a group.
Oh, my God.
We're going to record a song. What kind of song should we record? Should it have an old school flavor? Should it be new?
Yeah.
Give us some of the Buttercups.
Buttercups.
Like give us some ideas. We're going to do that. That's going to be the new project for the show.
Yeah, like 702 get to open vibes.
Yes.
702 vibes.
Yes.
Yes, TLC. All right,
Layla, what is your Instagram?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Bree, what is yours, ma'am?
I'm at Bree.Aria. Bree.Aria.
There you go. And it was a pregnant pause there, like you had some more numbers than letters to say.
No, you just lost what you was about to say. Don't try to blame that on me. Tariq, you trying to put the shit on us.
B-R-I-E-R.
You like,
is there anything else? God damn.
See what I gotta deal with, people.
Lord.
See what I gotta deal with.
And find me at Tariq Elite on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, we will holler at you guys next week. Yay. Y'all be good.